Hey guys, and welcome everyone to episode 44 of New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. I just want to say thank you so much for continuing to tune into the show, you know, when we get it together. You're all my heroes. This is the show where we take a listen to some of the newest and best Canadian independent music. We interview artists and, you know, we talk about music and stuff. It's pretty great. If this is your first time tuning in, it is available as a podcast. So wherever you get your podcast, you know, please subscribe. That would be awesome and we would like that. Royal Canoe are known for loving a challenge. Whether it's playing instruments made of ice in the dead of winter in Winnipeg or writing polyrhythmic pop hits, Royal Canoe will never settle. What did I just say? Okay, hold on. Okay, so back in January of 2020, just before the beginning of, like, you know, the end of the world and stuff, these guys, who are not a fan of the cold in any way, according to a CBC article, crafted instruments out of ice to play a free concert at the Forks Market in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So damn, good for you guys. That's pretty damn innovative. Anyways, the band is back with a new track and a new video called Butterfalls. The band is ready to watch the shit hit the fan, so to speak. At least by the sounds of things. I couldn't agree more some days. The song is less about the world, I think, and more a personal journey we all kind of have to go through, maybe even more than once, usually, in our lives. Or it's about the collective understanding that society as we know it is totally unsustainable and on the brink of collapse. Either way, it's a total banger. The Juno-nominated band consists of Matt Peters, Bucky Dredger, Matt Schellenberg, Brandon Berg, and Michael Jordan. I'd assume not that Michael Jordan. This is the new one from Royal Canoe. This is Butterfalls.
I think I'm ready for the shit to hit the fan. The more I think on it, the less I understand. The night is over, but the moon is still a man. When I return, I hope I know just who I am. I think I'm ready for the shit to hit the fan. The more I think on it, the less I understand. The night is over, but the moon is still a man. When I return, I hope I know just who I am.
It's time to watch. It's time to watch it burn.
Tilting on the deck. Hold up my violin while the water's to my neck. They said we'll never sink, so I don't have to fret. My lips are the color of the sea, but I got no regret. I will play the mazurka tilting on the deck. Hold up my violin while the water's to my neck. They said we'll never sink, so I don't have to fret. My lips are the color of the sea, but I got no regret.
It's time to watch. It's time to watch it burn. The foul feel that you feel, let it heal you. Time to watch. It's time to watch it burn. The foul feel that you feel.
Tilting on the deck. Hold up my violin while the water's up around my neck. There's no time to take a bow before we hit the crest. My lips are the color of the sea, but it's not over yet.
It's time to watch. It's time to watch it burn.
time to watch it burn. The fellow feel, let your feel, let it heal you.
Magic is hard. I mean, one would assume that magic is hard. Not Magic the Gathering, like actual magic. It's funny how music, though, reflects our lives so much that it seems to follow us with themes and even synchronicities. Maybe the ones we need and maybe the ones we're just looking for. Grand Splendid is an indie rock band from Montreal with they've got an upfront electric guitar sound with soothing vocal melodies. We featured these guys on the show before. I can't recommend giving their music a listen enough. It's thoughtful, it's beautifully composed. Above all, you know what, they've shared the stage with acts like We Are Monroe and even the Glorious Sons. I expect nothing but more good stuff. This is Grand Splendid and their new single, Magic. Fails, blame it on the double. That's advice I think I could have used in my 20s. I think I probably used that excuse in my 20s. I digress. Let me back up for a second. As you may know, drinking is a serious issue for a lot of people, so I'm not making light of that. Please don't think that I am. For some people, it is not that kind of an issue. For lots of people, it's not that kind of an issue. Both are things that are totally true and totally okay. So if you think you're drinking too much, then you probably are. And you should tell someone. Talk to somebody about it. And I'm totally ripping that off of Jan Arden's Twitter, I'm not gonna lie. If you have a few at a bar once in a while and you make an ass out of yourself, well, you're probably just still in your 20s. Or maybe your 30s and, you know, sometimes your 40s and well, yeah, it keeps going. This is a stellar song about going into the weekend for a great time. And the last thing I want to do is make it heavy. Cory Marks is an outlaw. He's an outsider whose song, Outlaws and Outsiders, just hit gold in Canada. And that is pretty damn awesome, if you ask me. To celebrate that gold record, he has collaborated on a re-release of his single, Blame It on the Double, this time featuring some very killer talent alongside him in the studio, including modern country legend Travis Tritt, Ivan Moody from Five Finger Death Punch, and Mick Mars from Motley Crue. I got some time to chat with Marks about gold, about his gold record, and his new single. Here is my interview with Cory Marks, as well as his new tune, Blame It on the Double. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Cory Marks. Cory, how are you today, man?
Ben, I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Nah, no problem, man. No problem. So it is officially April 30th, and that is release day for you. tell me what's going on.
Yeah, well, it's April 30th, and it's a Friday. That means we're going into the weekend, so you can blame it on the double and have a little fun. We're going into the weekend. I have a brand new single out now featuring Tyler Connelly of Theory of a Dead Man and the awesome Jason Hook, formerly known as the lead guitar player for Five Finger Death Punch. Nice. And we have a new video out. A new single out featuring those guys. It's also part of a movie soundtrack called The Retaliators that will be coming out later this year, which I'm also featured in as Jimmy the Bartender. I'm the bartender for the Five Finger Death Punch boys at the biker club in the movie. Very small role, but exciting nonetheless. So a lot of big things happening, and of course Outlaws and Outsiders just went gold in Canada, so
congratulations.
We're
gonna be listening to Blame It on the Double in a bit. Before we get to that though, I wanted to ask you about Outlaws and Outsiders getting certified gold in Canada. How does that feel? What does that look like even these days? Do they actually send you a gold record? Do they just send you a PNG now?
No, I got a beautiful beautiful gold plaque that was presented to me by ET Canada, my label, Better Noise. It's pretty awesome and surreal to see that. To have a gold record here in Canada, you know, as a Canadian artist especially, is a huge milestone, and I'm so proud of it. This new genre, this new lane of country music that I'm paving, you know, hope to be paving anyway, it's just proof. I mean, we had no support from Canadian country radio, or very little rather, and thanks to the stations that did play the song, I really appreciate them. But, you know, to have a gold record, have over 30 million streams globally, you know, it's really awesome. And for me, the biggest thing, it's numbers don't lie, and the people have spoken, you know. So yeah, it's proven that the fans are loving this country rock style, I guess, if you will, that I've been releasing. And although Canadian country radio is saying that it's a little too heavy or it's not quite fitting their station, our numbers say otherwise. So I think they got to hop on this train or get out of the way.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Can you tell me a little bit about your journey with that track? It's got some big names on it as well, like Travis Tritt and Mick Mars.
Yeah.
How was the journey of creating that, right? That and just where it took you?
It all started out on a tour back in 2015. I was lucky enough to be direct support for my good buddy Aaron Pritchett, and we were on a tour called Outlaws and Outsiders Tour. And halfway through the tour, I thought, damn, that's a great hook or a great title. So I kind of started writing it a little bit on the bus or getting ideas. And to be honest, again, that's just basically how I felt here in Canada at the time, back in 2015, 2016. You know, I did feel like an outsider. You know, Canadian country radio was making me feel like an outsider. I just couldn't seem to find a song fitting for the stations or enough to get added. So I wrote this song I started writing it, and then went down to Vegas to work with my producer, Kevin Churko, and ultimately him, his son Kane, and myself wrote Outlaws and Outsiders. And when we decided this was going to be the leading single, you know, ultimately I was excited, but I also knew that it's a bit of a statement. You know, we had some great songs, and Blame It on the Double was one of them, but they went with Outlaws and Outsiders, and I couldn't be more happier than that. And when I found out that, you know, Ivan Moody was going to be on it from Five Finger Death Punch, I thought, man, this is gonna rock. And then I get a call saying that Travis Tritt's gonna feature on it, a country music legend and an outlaw himself. I just thought, holy shit, you know, this can't get any better. And then Kevin called me and said that Mick Mars just laid down the guitar solo. Of course, Mick Mars from Motley Crue. So it was just kind of like, holy shit, this is actually happening. And you never know what to expect when it comes out, but man, this thing just went off like a firecracker. And I'm forever thankful for everyone that was a part of it and the features in it. the songwriters and everyone who bought it, streamed it, and of course the radio stations that played it, man. So it was great start.
Nice. What was recording that track with, like, what was that, what was recording that with, like, Travis Tritt and those guys like for you? Is that like a lot of pressure?
Honestly, no, man. The song was originally recorded back in 2015 or 2016 when we wrote and recorded it. I got a call from Kevin at about midnight Eastern, a FaceTime video, and he never FaceTimes me. Yeah. But when I picked up the phone, I was like, shit, I roll out of bed. I kind of fixed my hair up a little bit, it's in a mess. I'm kind of like thinking, what the hell's going on? So I answer the phone. It's Ivan Moody. And he's just like, hey, Corey, what's up, man? And blah, blah, blah. He's like, dude, thank you so much for letting me be part of this track. And we just sang the shit out of it. And I'm thinking, like, what the hell is going on? That's how I found out that Ivan was on it. And so I got to shoot the shit with Ivan for a good 15, 20 minutes. And I was so excited. So I was like, you know, how the hell do I get back to sleep after that? Right. You know, so I probably took a shot of whiskey or two and then got back to bed. But then about a week later, yeah, I found out about Travis. And so when I went down to the CMAs in 2019, in June, Travis had personally invited me to the Grand Ole Opry to watch him perform backstage with his family, his wife Kiki, and Tyler Reese, his daughter. And we got to hang out, and it was such a surreal thing to be at the Grand Ole Opry backstage with Travis Tritt in his own little room. And the next day, I believe, or might have been the day before that, I can't remember now, but it was either the day before or the day after, we went to the Blackbird Studio in Nashville, and there he was, Travis Tritt. Walked into the room, and the first thing he did was shake my hand and give me a big hug. And then it was so surreal to watch him sing the shit out of a song I wrote. And he just sounded so fucking good. He just sounded so good. And after that, you know, we had a good talk. He told me about his days at Waylon. You know, it was just a very surreal thing, but very cool. And the one thing I'll never forget is, you know, he said, back in the day, Waylon Jennings pulled me aside when we were out on the road with the Highwaymen and basically said, you know, passed me the torch and said, you're what country music needs. You got to keep it going, what you're doing with a little Southern rock and, you know, classic country to mix together and so on and so forth. And then he looked at me and put his hand on my shoulder and he says, now I'm passing you the torch, son. And you're the change that country music needs and keep doing your thing. And I was just like, man, I swear to God, I was like, that just came out of Travis Tritt's mouth, man. That's pretty unreal.
It's gonna be pretty validating.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'm good.
Nice.
But yeah, so I got to see him actually sing it in the studio with him. Ivan FaceTimed me after, like I mentioned. And then Mick did his thing. We kind of had to find him. He's a quiet dude and kind of hides out, right? So we actually had to track him down, and sure enough, he was in Nashville somewhere, and he sent Kevin the solo in true Mick Mars fashion, and that ended up really just really mashing together great, and again, just really thankful for all of them.
Very awesome, very awesome. So your new track is coming out, it's out now, it's called Blame It on the Double. This one features some big names too, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. like Tyler Connolly from Theory of a Dead Man, Jason Hook. What can you tell me about Blame It on the Double?
Well, Blame It on the Double is, you know, it's definitely your party anthem. It's a song going into the weekend. You know, this song's really just kind of wrote it back in my heydays when you can actually go to bars.
Remember you know, that?
Yeah, that was a great time. Yeah, it's just kind of like your typical weekend out with the boys or the gals, and you know, your group of friends, and gearing up for the weekend, you know, throwing some shots back and ready for a good time and having fun. But sometimes when you're having too much fun, you get into a little trouble. So, you know, you can always just blame it on the double. And that's basically what this song's about. It's just a fun party rocking anthem, foot stomping, country rocking song. And, you know, I've loved this song ever since we wrote and recorded it. So I felt it really needed a second life, and the label did too. So once we got the those features on it, it was a no-brainer. Tyler's got such a great rocking voice. And of course, he's had such great success with Theory of a Dead Man. And just such a great dude. And of course, Jason Hook is probably the greatest or one of the greatest hard rock guitar players in the last 10 years. And he's a brilliant songwriter as well. So This won't be the last time I work with Jason. He's actually pitched in on the new record coming out, hopefully later this year. But his guitar tone and just the way he plays is just so unique, and it's really like adding a third voice to this song. So it's just a great party anthem track.
Dope, awesome. Okay, I've got some quick fire questions. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, whiskey or beer?
You stunned me, man. I'm gonna say it depends on the day.
Country bar or rock bar? Country bar?
Yeah.
Pickup truck or motorcycle?
Pickup truck.
East Coast or West Coast?
Well, I'm in the north, so I can't really say anything.
Yeah, I know, right?
let's go West Coast.
Yeah, and I'm going hardcore Canada West Coast, hardcore Canada East Coast. None of this Ontario nonsense.
Ooh, okay. Well, see, so therefore, for my East Coasters and West Coasters, I love you both equally. But I've spent more time on the West Coast, so I'm going to say West Coast.
Rockin'. Electric or acoustic?
Again, that depends, but I'll say acoustic because you can rip around the campfire.
Rockin'. Okay, so that's going to wrap up my quick fires there. Thanks for that. So a couple more questions for you. What was it like growing up in North Bay, Ontario? And did you ever think at any point while you were growing up in North Bay, Ontario, that this would be where you would, you would get this far?
North Bay is it's a big military town and also a hockey town. So as a kid growing up, I was all about hockey and air shows, and I've always been a true love for aviation, and I'd always dreamt of being a fighter pilot. But then I picked up drumsticks at the age of 10 and, listening to my favorites, again, being a rock and country guy. I grew up on Merle Haggard and Waylon and Travis Tritt, but also grew up on Rush and Deep Purple and Ozzy Osbourne. And so, I picked up drumsticks at 10 years old and listening to Neil Peart and Tommy Lee. And I thought, when I grow up, I kind of want to be the next Tommy Lee, like he's a drummer, but he truly is like a rock star too. He's his own kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, so I kind of thought I was going to do that. And once I picked up a guitar later on, my later years of high school, and started singing, it kind of changed things. To be honest, I never thought I'd be a singer. Long story short, I didn't see this coming. But once I started, when I do something, it's all in or all out, right? So I kind of just put my mind to it. I really enjoyed it, playing the bars at the time. And, I was only 21 years old. And, so started playing the bar scene, and it was just a lot of fun. I thought, man, if I can make money at this and, maybe pursue an aviation career because of the money I'm making with music and get to touch people with my music and make them feel good and shit, yeah, I'm on. So once it kind of started rolling, you kind of manifest this stuff, and you can only dream of something like this. And, if you work hard enough, I guess, not to sound too corny or cliche, but dreams come true.
Absolutely. That reminds me, do you fly a plane? Is that something I'm misremembering or from our last conversation?
Yeah, so that's one thing I'm very thankful for this whole COVID break. It's given me the opportunity to finish my pilot license. And actually, just yesterday, I had to go to the flight school and have my paper signed off on. And it's official. I can fly a single engine land plane in the day and carry people and passengers. And
very cool, man. Congratulations.
Yes.
I've got one more quickfire question. Which are you more excited about, the gold record or the pilot's license?
You know what? The pilot license is truly like a Grammy to me. So I'm very, very thankful for the gold record, and I want a lot more. Don't get me wrong. But there's nothing like the freedom of flight and to be able to go up there and do it on your own. That's just, I've dreamt of this since I was a little kid. So I'm going to have to say the pilot license is like the cherry on top for me.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Just quick question for you. I'm going to go a little bit off script at this point. As a brand new pilot, how do you feel? How do you feel about the UAP phenomenon? And are you concerned at all?
What is the UAP phenomenon?
Like UFOs and stuff.
Oh, that shit.
They'll probably avoid you.
Yeah. I think so. The concern for me is a lot of these kids nowadays have drones, and that can be a big issue, considering, they're small. Yeah, I get it, the size of a laptop. But if that gets sucked into an engine or whatever, it could be very damaging. And actually, a few summers ago, when I was flying and training with my good friend Steph, he's got a Yak 52. It's a Russian built airplane, big radial engine on it. The Russians use it to train before they hop onto the MiGs, right? The fighter jets.
Yeah.
So so we were in that whipping around, and as the back seater in there, I have full control in the back seat too. It's dual controls. Like I said, it's a trainer airplane. I kind of felt like Goose to Maverick. I'm in the back, and I kind of see something flashing. I said, "Hey, man, at our 7 o'clock low, about just under the left wing there. Do you see that?" And he looks over, and sure enough, he goes, "Holy fuck, that's a drone!" And we're at like 3,500 feet. Jeez. And so we literally got into like a dogfight. It was awesome. We're trying to pull, but this guy's ultimately slower than us. So we're trying to get in behind him and get a little closer, but he kept turning, and Steph was just like, "Honestly, man, that's probably some kid in his mom's basement, and he sees us through, because this thing's probably loaded with cameras." You could tell that he was, it was literally like we were chasing him down. It was crazy. But he was ultimately smaller, had some good speed, but that we couldn't really kind of get behind him or even around him, and nor did we want to, because we didn't know what he was up to. So for sure, we had to report that. But anyways, I've never even really told that story on a podcast, so I think that was my experience with unidentified object flying, and it was fun. But if that thing hits your plane, that thing was the size of a fucking amplifier. Like, it was actually fairly big. So like,
that's a pretty serious drone. Like, that's a serious,
100%. Like, that's why, like, this thing was definitely made by like an engineer or something, because it was pretty intense. And we just thought, if that thing ever clipped your wing, like, you're done, Yeah. So
wow,
those are a little crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. So you mentioned you got your pilot's license this year. That has been sort of a blessing of the 2020 situation, if you will.
Yeah.
But how have you found the last, I don't know, 18, 19 months, whatever we're at?
is that where we're at now?
Something insane. How have you found the last year as far as like navigating your career and dealing with this situation?
Well, honestly, it's quite interesting. I missed the road, and I miss touring and being able to see the fans and hear them and just the whole touring life. I'm a huge fan of, always waking up in a different city. But this, like I said, this has given me an opportunity to finish my private pilot license. So just kind of work on myself a little bit. We're working on album number two. I've been doing lots of songwriting. I'm just taking it all in, like being able to spend time with my family and my friends and, before shit gets crazy. Actually, it's funny, I just told my dad yesterday that this could be, we said it last year, then kind of COVID didn't disappear, but this could really be my last, normal summer, if you will, so I'm just gonna take, I've just been taking it in, and I know a lot of people are struggling, and there's a lot of, I have a lot of empathy for the people that are really struggling with this. And I mean, I'm one of them, but I just try to find the light, and try to find any kind of positive that I can. So I think that's really important for people to try to understand and try to do. But just been kind of trying to work away, push the music as much as I can. I shot this new music video, of course, and it's part of a movie. But that, that didn't come, till about 13 months after not doing anything.
Right.
But doing lots of podcasts and interviews from home, I think, I was getting really tired of it after like 8 or 9 months, because, I just come up to my little studio here. It's the same atmosphere. At least when you're on tour, you can you go to this radio station or something, right? And it's like, there's some cool scenery. It's something different to you. But
yeah,
I was kind of getting old. But now I'm like coming full circle, where I'm like, fuck, I kind of like this. I'm just at home. I don't gotta do my hair. I don't gotta get dressed. I'm in my PJs all day if I want to be.
Yeah.
Sure. So, again, just try to find the light in these dark times. But I do see the sun coming up, I think, and I think we're right around the bend here to get back to normal life, hopefully.
Nice. I'm gonna hold you to that, Corey.
Yes, sir.
What would you like people to ultimately take away from your music when they listen to it?
For a song like Outlaws and Outsiders, I mean, the message is pretty clear. It's okay to be different and to kind of do your own thing, have your own vision, and just be persistent, keep working hard, and just do you. You know. So I think that's kind of basically the main message in that. But for my music, you know, it's. Again, I grew up on country rock and metal, and so I tried to incorporate that as best I could into my music. And this record is a lot. I always say it's very much like, you know, it's a mix of Merle Haggard, Eric Church, and Ozzy Osbourne. So what I want them to take from this is just, you know, if they're not big country fans, hopefully they do become country fans. They're not big rock or metal fans, you know, vice versa. And this record is truly just for all the country music lovers out there, the rockers and the hard rockers. Just want to give them a different flavor. And of course, in country music, it's just, you know, trying to open up a new lane. I just think we're kind of in a standstill and we're stuck inside a box here where it's very repetitive. It's more, ultimately more pop than anything. And I just think it's been going on too long, and hopefully we can change that and get back to that even 90s vibe country music and some country rock and stuff. So I just hope people are loving it.
Nice, awesome. What is next for Corey Marks? You mentioned you're working on a new album.
Yeah, so ultimately the new single is going out to radio as well too. So we're gonna push the hell out of that. Hopefully have another big hit here in Canada and hopefully the States too, and wherever it ends up.
Nice.
But just been working and writing with Kevin and Kane out in Las Vegas, and probably head down there within the next few weeks to finish the record. And again, I'm hoping to have some new music out, some brand new music, you know, this summer, if not, early fall. Those are my hopes. So nothing set in stone, nice. But those are my plans, is to have some new music out there. And now that things are open up in the States, head over stateside and get some touring in and start playing live music again.
Nice, very cool. Where can we keep up with Corey Marks?
You can keep up with Corey Marks on my socials. We have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Corey Marks Music. And you can also check out the website, CoreyMarks.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Corey Marks on YouTube for all the latest videos.
Awesome, Corey. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
I appreciate you, man.
Anytime. Everybody out there, this is Corey Marks' new single. This is Blame It on the Double.
I tried to bow my head, put down the bottle like my grandma said my daddy did. I love her like a wailing song, but old number 7 was damn too strong. Back road, the radio loud, pushing 85 and burning one down. Twist the cap off and pass it around, feeling alright now. One thing that I do well is race some hell. Full moon on a Saturday. Drunk ex-boyfriend running his mouth. Oh, my drink, it's about to go down. Feeling all right now. One thing I know too well is raising hell. Yeah! Full moon on a Saturday night. Throwing down whiskey delight. Well, I swear I ain't looking for trouble. Don't blame me, man, blame it on the double. Before the drinks hit the floor, we're busting out the front door. Black label's gonna bring. Don't blame me, man, blame it on the double.
Yeah, blame it on the double.
That is the show this week. Thanks to Corey Marks. Dude, it was a blast hanging out with you. And hey, now that it's the Monday after your release, I hope you're not feeling too rough. I'm just kidding, man. Thanks also to Grand Splendid and Royal Canoe for sending in some music. We always freaking love that. Stay safe out there always, guys. Wear a mask. Get your vaccination if you can. I know this is Canada, and it's a very slow process, apparently. Don't ask me how to do that last part, but, you know, if you get a chance, definitely do it. This show airs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Dropout Radio. You can listen to Dropout Radio at dropoutentertainment.ca, or you can even check it out on the MyTuner Radio app, which is pretty dope, because you can connect that nicely with a Sonos system, or even, like, the Bluetooth in your car, which is pretty neat, you know? It's the future. This show is also available as a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Stitcher, and of course iHeartRadio. Dropout Entertainment is licensed to play through SoCan. Thank you very much, SoCan. I'm still your host, Ben in Toronto. This is Dropout Radio, and now back to 100% real Canadian independent music.